to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, August 7th, 2022, by Eric Williams.
I am pretty sure that you remember an ad campaign from a few years ago with Samuel L. Jackson. And the tagline was, "What's in your wallet?" Remember those ads? I think they're still on. So I thought I'd do a little experiment. What's in our wallet? The word can be purse or wallet. It's the same word in Greek and in many languages. So I just thought I'd take out my wallet here. Well, there's my license. There's my voting card, my health insurance card, my AAA card, a Chipotle gift card, debit cards, credit cards, receipts. I think there's a lottery ticket in there too, and a whopping $5 in cash. So that, now you know, that's what's in my wallet. Why do I ask that question, what's in our wallet? Because Jesus is inviting us to think about what's in our physical and spiritual wallet or purse. I have a very deep memory when I was a kid. I would spend a lot of time with my Welsh granny. She was in a little apartment in downtown Los Angeles, and when my parents were busy, they'd drop me off, and one day she took my friend and me to the park, and we had fun at the park, and then she, you know, we were hungry, so we went to this little restaurant. And she opened her purse, and she had forgotten her wallet. We had already eaten, and I was deathly afraid. This is why it's such a deep memory, because I was petrified. I didn't know what happened when you didn't have money. And so she's digging through her purse, hoping to find something, and she pulled out a $20 bill, enough to pay for our lunch. Whew, what a relief. I thought about that again when I saw the classic movie, Mary Poppins. Do you remember Mary Poppins? That magical nanny who shows up, this very dysfunctional family is going through a hard time. She comes sailing in on her umbrella and saves the day. There are wonderful things in that movie, but one of them is her carpet bag, right? Wasn't that an amazing bag? I mean, she could pull anything out of that bag. It was as magical for me as my granny's purse when she pulled that $20 bill out. When Mary Poppins pulled out an entire lamp from the bag, it was true magic. And that's what she brought to that family, wasn't it? Was a different way of seeing, a different way of understanding possibilities in their very drab world of business and discipline and no fun at all. She brought color. Suddenly they were transported into the world of animation, right? With singing and dancing penguins and just a bigger and more wonderful and more abundant world. And it was life-changing for that family. Life-changing for the kids and also for their very dour father. I believe the same challenge lies at the heart of our scriptures today. We live in the world of wallets, worried about money. We're on this constant treadmill. Save money, buy a house, get into debt, save for retirement, save for your kids' college. Most Americans, when they're polled, the number one worry that they have, the thing that they think about at 3 a.m. when they're staring at the ceiling of their bedroom is, will there be enough money? What's in my wallet and will it be enough? Will I have enough to get me through the necessities of life? And in that world of scarcity,
We want to control things. We believe that we live in a transactional world. We give and we get. We better get full value. If I didn't get full value, I'm angry, right? If I get cheated, I am upset because we're in this world of scarcity and I want to protect what's mine. It even infects the way we worship. God tells the prophet Isaiah today, I am so sick and tired of your worship because you're trying to control me with it. You're making your sacrifices because you think if you make the right sacrifices, then I'll be happy and I'll give you what you want. Tit for tat. Something for something in return. That is a miserable way, God says, to worship. And it's a miserable way to live. I'm tired of it, God says. What I want is for a Mary Poppins experience for you. I want you to see the bigger picture. I want you to embrace this wonderful gift that I am giving you. Because you know what? In your little world of scarcity, of buying and selling, of getting and spending, of doing all that, you're missing the most important thing of all. Little flock, I have given you the entire kingdom. When you're scrabbling over pennies, I've given you a fortune. Not one you can spend at Walmart, necessarily, but more abundance than you can possibly imagine. I've given you the entire kingdom of God. It's yours, free of charge. You don't have to sacrifice bulls or goats. You don't have to say the right words in the liturgy. You don't have to stand or kneel at the right time. None of that matters. What matters is you gaining a new vision, a new heart, and a new understanding. That's what Jesus was offering us in the gospel. That's what the letter to the Hebrews is telling us as well, because we have examples in the Bible all over the place of people who took the risk to accept the gift of God. And the greatest of those in the Old Testament is Abraham. Abraham, who was minding his business at home in Ur of the Chaldees, doing his job, raising his family, when a voice came and said, Abram, I want you to chuck all this and come follow me. And Abram was like, sure, you're an invisible voice. Of course I'll follow you for the rest of my life and leave everything behind and have no guarantee of a job or an income or a retirement or a 401k or anything. And he did it. And he followed God and his life was changed. And it was not easy, but it was blessed. We have the privilege and the responsibility of striving as Christians to live in two worlds, the ordinary world of the economy and politics and the newspaper and all the rest of it, while at the same time, we also look with different eyes at the kingdom of God that is all around us, that is before us, that is within us. And in that kingdom, there is only the abundance of God's love. And all it takes to enter that kingdom is not the right credit card. Sorry, Samuel L. Jackson. That's not going to do it. Nor the right denomination or the right worship service or the right politics or the right degree or the right job or the right IQ score. None of that matters. Only the ability to live in faith, to see the beautiful animated world that God has prepared for us, to open up that incredible magic bag and to see the abundance of God's love poured out upon us and all of God's creation. And if we can focus our eyes on that reality, then our lives truly will be changed. We can live in justice and in peace and in love with our fellow human beings. We can begin to experience the abundance that God promises. And the world will always try to pull us back into its message of scarcity, of fear, of competition, of you're not good enough, there's not enough to go around, fight for it all. We must resist. Proclaim the better message that God loves us immeasurably and has given us more than we can ask or imagine, has renewed that promise in us and through us, for us, and for the world which he loves so dearly. So let's follow Mary Poppins and Abraham and Jesus into this wonderful, glorious, abundant life.